April 16, 1900, the three signatures on the passport to enter beatitude on earth. Plot against the church. After I went through bitter days of privation and of reproaches of blessed Jesus because of my ingratitude and resistance to his will and to his graces, this morning, upon coming, he told me, "My daughter, the passport to enter beatitude, which the soul can possess on this earth, must be signed with three signatures, and these are resignation, humility, and obedience. Perfect resignation to my will is wax which melts our wills and forms a single one. It is sugar and honey. However, add a small resistance to my will, the wax separates, the sugar becomes bitter, and the honey turns into poison. Now, it is not sufficient to be resigned, but the soul must be convinced that the greatest good for herself and the best way to glorify me is to always do my will. Here is the necessity of the signature of humility, because humility produces this knowledge. But who ennobles these two virtues? Who fortifies them? Who renders them persevering? Who chains them together in such a way that they cannot separate? Who crowns them? Obedience. Ah, yes, completely destroying one's will in everything which is material, obedience spiritualizes everything, and like a crown, places itself around them. So, resignation and humility without obedience are subject to instability, but with obedience they will be fixed and stable. Here is the strict necessity of the signature of obedience, so that this passport may circulate in order to pass into the reign of spiritual beatitude, which the soul can enjoy down here. Without these three signatures, the passport will have no value, and the soul will be rejected by the reign of beatitude, and will be forced to remain in the reign of restlessness, of fears and of dangers. And to her misfortune, she will have her own self as God, and this self will have the courage of pride and of rebellion. After this, he carried me outside of myself, into a garden, which seemed to be the garden of the church. There I saw five or six people, priests and secular, who were going astray, and uniting with the enemies of the church, started a revolution. How pitiful it was to see blessed Jesus crying over the sad state of these people. Then I looked in the air and I saw a cloud of water, full of large pieces of ice falling upon the earth. What a disaster they caused upon harvests and upon humanity. But I hope that he will calm down. Then, more afflicted than before, I came back into myself.